This is Max and Friends, and you're listening to LA Talk Radio. I'm your host, Max Tucci, with my co-host, Tamara Bowman, in the studio.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, my girl.
Hey.
All right, so there's been a lot of shit happening this week. First of all, the most important, how was your week, my friend?
Oh, my gosh, Max. It ended with a big bang. My human sexuality workshop all day yesterday was awesome.
Well, I hope your human sexuality class ended with a big bang. Otherwise, it wouldn't have been your class, Tamara Bowman.
That is exactly right. Nobody had any performance anxiety.
Amen. But you know what? We've got a fun show tonight because we're going to have just in a second, we're going to do Hot Topics. But before we do that, we've got Chester C coming up on the show. We're going to have him do Hot Topics with us. But Tamara, I cut all my hair off.
What? You did? Oh, because you donated it.
Nope. I didn't have it that long.
Oh, okay.
I did cut all my hair off.
Max, Oh my gosh. I bet you look so handsome.
I don't know. I love it. I love it.
People have been reacting amazing to it.
Yeah, it was really I've had long hair for a while, and it's been really weird. But a lot of people, what I was going to say is a lot of people don't know that I cut my hair because I was, I'm a victim of ponytail, yeah.
Right.
So I went to Frankie L'Officiel, he's a good friend with us here at Max and Friends.
Yes.
Gave us a certificate for our giveaway in Christmas, during Christmas, but he cut my hair off.
Oh, man.
And it was fantastic. And here's the fun part. There's a show called Jersey Shore. And I'm just lowering my sidekick from T-Mobile because I'm getting a call in. Mm-hmm. And there we go. My friend Bridget says hi to all of us tonight. But anyway, so Snooki from one of my favorite shows, Jersey Shore, got her hair cut too by him. Frankie does everyone's hair from Katie Holmes, Kim Kardashian, Snooki to me now. And it was great. I love it. And he had a great party. We had a good time. Thank you, Frankie.
Now, are you able to style it like he did? Is it going to take you some practice?
It is so easy. The way he cut it is so easy that all I wash it and like put some stuff and go.
Really?
Yeah, it's the best.
You guys are so lucky. Look at you.
You know.
I bet it looks really good. I can't wait to see it. Yeah, because I've always seen you with it pulled back for the most part. You're always pulling it back. Now, I bet it even feels lighter in your head because it's got a...
Everything.
You have having a rubber band.
I feel 20 pounds less, 10 pounds younger, and like my neck gets cold down.
Ooh, so you know what? That means you're going to have somebody kiss it.
Yeah, more than that. But anyhow, so I got to tell you, amazing, amazing. Hope for Haiti, I'm very into the whole Haiti thing.
Oh,
they've collected so far $58 million for the cause.
Whoa.
Yeah, we're doing good things for Haiti, and I can't wait till it's going to be, it's going to be an amazing place when it's all done up again. Not that it wasn't amazing already, but it's going to be, I think, a cool destination for us Americans to go to. So, Haiti, I have hope for you.
Look at the outpouring of compassion. I mean, it's extraordinary, the heroes that have risen to the occasion and says, hey, my brother or my sister, even as it's across the world, their heart opens up to that and pours out. It's beautiful.
You remember what I said? The only thing that divides us as humanity is water. That's it. Otherwise, we'd all be one earth. But I've got to tell you that happy birthday to Kenny Goldie, good friend of mine. It is Aquarius month. This is the age of Aquarius. It's happening on the 17th. We're going to have our astrologer, Elizabeth, come back on pretty soon. And Tamara, next Sunday, everyone remember this, Maria Papa Petros is coming on.
Love her.
Psychic to Max and Friends, so you definitely want to tune into that. You guys, if you want to call in during the show, the number here is 323-203-0815. That's the number to the studio. And Shanique is going to pick up the phones tonight, so don't get loud with her because she will disconnect you and cut you, okay? No. So a lot of things going on this week. And you know what? Better time. Let's bring up Chester C. Pull up your mic. You're welcome here at Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up,
hey,
Chester?
Hey, Chester.
Now, everyone, Chester, you remember?
Doing?
Chester's from Goddamn, You're Beautiful. You remember the song we all played? We had so many emails. Y'all love him. Well, he's back. And, Chester, it's been a crazy week in entertainment, in fashion, in music, in a lot of things. So, hot topics here at Max and Friends. Week in review. Now, I got to bring it up. Y'all heard about Andy Dick. He got arrested for sexual abuse.
Ooh.
No, when did that happen?
You see why y'all got to tune in to Max and Friends? During the week, he groped some security guard at a club, and they put his ass right into jail, and he's released on bail now. Keep your hands to yourself, people.
Was she cute?
It was a guy.
Oh, it was a guy.
I love you, Tamara. That's amazing.
Oh, my God. Wow. So he's already out on bail.
Yeah, you know, things move quickly there, you know?
Yeah.
Monique won a SAG award, forgot to shave her legs. Did you all hear about that?
No.
Chester.
I really need to tune in to Max and Friends. No, I haven't heard any of these things.
Well, I'm glad y'all have a life. All right, let's talk about something fun. Y'all know the actress Mishka Barton, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, she's busted here in New York because she hasn't paid her rent for the last 3 months. She owes her landlord $7,000 per month. So what is that, 21 grand in back rent?
Oh, my gosh.
What is wrong with people, Chester?
I don't know. I don't know.
Bottom line is,
that's fallen on hard times.
You know, pay your bills, keep your hands to yourself, and if you're a woman, shave your damn legs, please.
Andy Dick is the guy that I always see at Runyon Canyon. You know about Runyon Canyon?
Of course, that's probably him.
Yeah, I know. He's the guy I see like every other week. I think he's walking around out there. So I'm gonna make sure I speed up.
Make sure, you know, if he skips his bail, you might want to turn him in.
Yeah, no, that's a good call.
You know,
I'll just tap him right there at Runyon Canyon.
And you know what's really interesting is Jessica Simpson is going to have a Gene collection now, talking about people in music.
Really? I love her shoe line.
Well, she's expanding. And you know, you can get all this information on Fashion News Live because that's where I have my other thing going on when I'm not here at LA Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Chester, do you watch Jersey Shore?
You know, I do. I'm really bad right now. I don't know anything that's going on in current events. I do know that show is hilarious. That's all I've been hearing.
There's my little love of my life, Snooki. Tamara, this girl is nothing but for something, right? The biggest little poof on her head and the biggest attitude from Jersey. MTV did the show where they all, you know, Tamara doesn't watch TV, Chester, but they put everyone in the, it's like the real world of Jersey Shore, and it's just the most obnoxious, funniest show you've ever seen, and Snooki's one of my favorite characters.
Oh, wow.
So.
Oh, Max, we got to bring her on the show.
Well, she just got her hair done by Frankie, too, so it's pretty cool. Yeah, and then you know what I wanted to tell you also? There's so much going on. Nicki Richie, she's got a whole other thing coming out with a new apparel line. She's going to be doing shoes. So is Ivanka Trump. Rihanna just won an NRJ award. Chester, you better go to the NRJs pretty soon, my friend. They're in Cannes. They're the music awards for Cannes, France.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so you got to check. NRJ Music Awards. Rihanna picked up award last night for the International Female Artist of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
So go, Rihanna. Congratulations. Now, what has happened this week, Chester, that you want to talk about?
What has happened this week?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. Everything. I'm trying to start my own sort of name brand kind of thing. It's called GDYB.
Mm-hmm.
And that I got kind of started in the works. Basically, GDYB is just, the initials for Goddamn You're Beautiful.
Yeah, well, I saw you did some t-shirts.
Yeah, we had some t-shirts designed, and I'm going to do some necklaces, and it's interesting. We're only making 50 of the necklaces. I'm going to make a certain, I don't know, I've got to attach something to the necklaces so that anyone that buys one of the necklaces, a fan said that it'd be a good idea. If I catch you with a necklace the rest of my life, I have to get down on one knee and serenade the song to you.
There you go.
I might attach that.
Why not?
Oh, that these necklaces.
And you've been writing.
Yeah.
You've been doing a lot, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of writing lately. I'm trying to finish up this album, mm-hmm. and I'm kind of working two projects. The Nicki thing, I know we talked about it last time.
Mm-hmm.
It's so close to finish. It's just that it's kind of my baby, and I want it to be perfect, so I've really been just kind of fine-tuning it. But that's being wrapped up, and I'll have that out and... What's that?
And Chester, what inspires you? What like motivates you and keeps you going? Is there something or some kind of practice that you do that allows you to dig deep and really soul search what comes out on paper?
I think we talked a little bit about this before. It's girls, you know.
Ah!
It's just girls in general. I think
the simplicity of it all, right?
Yeah, and I feel like for the most of my life, I've been that. Have you seen 500 Days of Summer?
Mm-hmm.
No? Okay. It's just like this guy who loves this girl, but she just doesn't really like him back. And I think that's happened enough times for me to write a few
Welcome
songs about
to
it,
the
so.
World of relationships.
Bless your heart. Yeah. We are very mysterious creatures and so much fun to play with.
Oh, well, Tamara. Look at Tamara. Tamara's being a cougar up on the show tonight trying to pounce on Chester.
No.
I got my eye on you, Tamara Bowman. We might have we might be having our one-year anniversary coming up, okay? But don't start cougar pouncing on young guests on the show.
Oh, no. Well, you know what? We're such fascinating creatures. I love the dynamics of us. I mean, we are just like light in this world, and you guys are like the center of consciousness. You know, you guys are like the flag pole, and we're like the flag.
Mm-hmm. Why do you gotta? You're referring to a man as a flagpole now.
Yes. Well, the stability.
You
like
are
the,
still caught
anchor.
Up in your human sexuality class from yesterday, aren't you?
I love men too. I love men. I love women. I love how we show up. I mean, yet it's so complicated too, but just, oh man, so full of drama, which creates like the best kind of writing and music that we sing about forever. And there's nothing that tugs at those heartstrings like the dynamics of all of us interacting. I think it's so rich.
Ain't that the truth? So, you know what? I want to talk to you, Chester. You've got a song. This is a good time to hold on, people. And now we've got Chester's music tonight. We're going to play it. We're going to take callers. We know Chester's got a huge fan club out there. So all you girls, if you want to talk to Chester, call in after the song. Make sure when you call in that your music, that your radio behind you is lowered because it interferes with us. But the number here is 323-203-0815. The lines will be open after we hear Hold On. And Chester, why don't you tell us about Hold On?
It's one of those songs that it's about just realizing that sometimes we're just moving through life so fast we forget that we got to kind of like stop and smell the roses, so to speak. And I really like the song in terms of production. I'm working with this guy named Peter Argyropoulos. I don't know. It's just, he needs a new last name. And he's really a stickler for perfection, and I'm really liking working with him, and he's the man behind the sound of these productions. So,
all right.
But yeah, hold on.
So, Ronan, let's get Hold On playing, because this is a moment that we just all need to hold on in life, take a step back, and enjoy the view for a minute. Ronan, hold on.
I should have known.
Hold on with Chester C. here on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. We've got a caller. Caller, bring them through. You're live on Max and Friends. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hey, Max. It's Nikki. How are you?
Stop stalking Chester, Nikki.
I know. I can't help it.
Chester, it's your stalker.
You love him.
I do. Did you finish your whole Nikki album?
It's 90%.
You know what, Nikki, maybe
so
you need to inspire him to do that other 10%.
You know what? I think I lost a little bit of inspiration because I went out with her and some of her friends.
Yeah.
And basically, I'd never actually had her say that she doesn't like me or whatnot, but there was a moment where she left and one of her friends was like, man, she's so stupid. And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, because, you know, you're like writing songs for her and it's just, you know, she's just not seeing it. And that's when I realized, like, ah, yeah, there's definitely, you know, she's talking to her friends about how she doesn't care. So after that,
so
I was like, ah.
The last 10% could be really angry, like, music, or you can come to Connecticut and I'll help you finish it.
Yeah, I need it. It's almost done, though. I mean, it's finished.
Thank you,
and
Chester.
The brushes are almost done. So.
You know, Nick, you're another cougar. All these cougars tonight. Alone. All right. Good night, Nick. We've got another caller calling in. So good night, Nick.
Love you, Nikki.
Caller, pull him in. Bring him on. Y'all cougars tonight. Bring him on. We got another caller. Call your live at Max and Friends. Who's this and where are you calling from?
This is Marissa.
Hey, say hi to Chester. And lower your radio.
Sorry.
Okay.
Hey, Chester.
Hey, who's this?
It's Marissa.
Oh, hey, what's going on?
Nothing.
We're definitely going to spend some time talking about this whole fan competition thing, I'm sure.
Perfect timing. What were you saying?
It was crazy. Like,
was it a lot of fun?
Yeah.
I owe you my life, by the way, because I've eaten a habanero pepper. For those of you listening who don't know what we're talking about, I just had a competition with Varsity Fan Club with a race of Twitter followers, and Marissa here, she really went to town. I even saw some of your tweets. You were tweeting, like, everyone for support, and I owe you guys big time. Seriously, I don't think I could eat another habanero.
Well, because I love you. You know that.
There you go.
Oh, I love you, too. Very
well,
much.
Thanks, Melissa, for keeping him alive so we can have him here on the show tonight. Have a good night. So, Chester, I got to tell you, we had Varsity Fan Club here on the show not too long ago, and they had a huge amount of listenership. But I think we got to get – let's have a race here on Max and Friends because I know how many downloads I had of that show.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to tell you, Chester, after I'll hit you up. I'm going to go into our archives, which are here at latalkradio.com if you missed any of our shows. But I'm going to go into my database and let you know how many hits we had for a download of the show. Mm-hmm. And then let's see if we can have another competition with you to see how many downloads we can get of that show.
Okay.
Because they were here at Varsity Fan Club right on LA Talk Radio. But you're here now, and that's really all that's important. So we're going to get your downloads going for the show. I got to say hi to Corey tonight. He's out there listening. And also, I got to say hi to Jared. So let's take another call. Caller, you are live on Max and Friends. Who is this and where are you calling from?
I'm Haley, and I'm from Oklahoma.
I love you, Haley.
Hi.
Look at that voice you have.
I love you, too.
You're like, I am Haley from Oklahoma, clear and strong. You're a good person. What's up, Haley?
Is Chester there?
Say hi to him.
Yeah, I'm right here. I'm here.
Hi, Chester.
What's happening? Hey, how you doing?
Not much. I am great. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Were you following the whole competition thing?
I was. Last night I was dyeing my hair and just sitting in front of the computer waiting and refreshing the page and telling all my friends and stuff. So,
Haley, what color did you dye your hair?
Awesome.
Huh?
What color did you dye your hair, Haley?
Dark brown.
When is your birthday?
April 1st.
I feel like I just have this strong connection with you, Haley. Like, I feel like I've known you. You've got a great voice.
Thank you.
I know it's weird, but we've been doing psychic networks here on the show, and this has been happening recently. But anyway, so do you have any question for Chester tonight?
What is your favorite song of all time?
My favorite song of all time? It's probably Everything I Do It For You by Bryan Adams.
That is a good one.
It's just I think it's just a great love song. And I just have like a lot of memories with that song. And it's one of the first songs I learned on the piano, and it kind of inspired me to keep writing love songs. So that is
Haley, have you heard of the song Under My Breath?
Under My Breath? No.
Yep, you haven't, because that's a new Chester C song. So we're going to dedicate that to you tonight, all right?
Aw, thank you.
So stay tuned. Thanks so much for calling. And Under My Breath, we're dedicating to... So,
well,
Chester, have a good night, Haley, by the way. Have a good night.
All right,
Chester, tell us about Under My Breath.
Right, bye, Haley. Good night.
Tell us about Under My Breath, Chester.
Oh, okay. So Under My Breath, that's just kind of like we were talking about before. It's a scenario where guy likes girl and girl likes having guy around, but doesn't really like the guy, but shows him enough attention to keep him there, which is horribly mean.
So he's a total like face and eraser replacer kind of a guy.
Yeah, he just loves the girl, you know. And with this song specifically, we're gonna start looking into doing another music video like we did for Goddamn You're Beautiful. And the story is gonna start out when they're really young, and then they become, you know, teens, and then in their early 20s, and show about this guy who's always loved this girl, and she's always just kind of, you know, maintained him in the friendship zone. And that's why it's I Love You, I Love You, I Love You, Under My Breath.
There you go. And everything has a story, and so does everyone. So, Ronan, let's get Under My Breath playing so we can create a new story here on LA Talk Radio. Max and Friends, Chester C. Under My Breath. Under My Breath by Chester C. here on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Tamara, what a song.
Wow. You know, it tells such a beautiful story, and just that you can tell that that perfectionism that you so painstakingly go through to get it just right really pays off. Because, boy, that beat and that melody, I mean, it's beautiful.
Now, Chester, you're playing all the piano, right? That's all you on piano.
You know, I got to be completely honest. You know, I've been playing for 20 years, playing piano, and we went out on these two tracks, and I laid them down at first, and we actually, on these two songs specifically, we actually had someone come in and lay it down, just because it's like I said, the guy that's doing the production, he's all about perfection, and
they
the guy
sure
that played
are.
The piano.
Well, you know what? We got another caller, so call your live on Max and Friends. Who's this, and where are you calling from?
Ariel from LA.
Hey, Ariel from LA. What's up?
Nothing. Hey. Hey, Chester.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, yeah. Under My Breath is me and Marissa's like favorite song.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah.
Yeah, I actually went to go see you with Marissa on December 23rd at Room 5.
Oh, I know. Oh, you're from the show. You were there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
It's good.
Cool. Do you have a question?
Yeah, so you heard
for
that song live.
Yeah.
Do you have a question for Chester?
Mm-hmm. What's your biggest inspiration?
Honestly, now that I'm really kind of doing this as a career, it's the emails and the messages I get that really. It makes everything, and it sounds cliche, but it really makes everything worth doing, because I get a lot of messages lately that from people saying that, you know, writing music and music that they've listened to really has impacted them for the better, or has gotten them through a hard time. And there's certain songs I've written specifically that I get a lot of messages about, and it's those messages that make me feel like I'm really doing something worthwhile, and that's definitely, you know, the biggest inspiration for me to keep doing this.
Very cool. Well, thank you so much for calling. So we dedicate that song to you too. Now, you know what? That just, your inspiration is you've got a lot of inspiration, my friend. My inspiration is right here. Tell them what my inspiration is, Ronan. And you're listening to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. My co-host Tamara and my guest Chester C. The lines are open to dial in. 323-203-0815 is the number that will make you live on the studio.
Mm-hmm. Who wrote that? You know, who wrote that?
That was done by Monroe King. Mm-hmm. And we just love Monroe King. She's a singer-songwriter from LA and New York. And we have a whole song at the beginning that she wrote for us, and that's a little mid-break song.
Oh, yeah?
She's a cool girl. Next time she's down in LA, I'll put you two together. She's working with some cool producers out there.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, catchy tune.
Catchy, catchy. Max and Friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Right, Tamara?
I love that. And you know what is so adorable is your little niece singing it. That's what's priceless, little
That's
Lily.
That's an archive, yep. Little Lily, you know, Lily's the reason why we know Chester C, because Lily loves Chester C from your on the whole Disney thing, so...
Oh, man.
Right, Chester?
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah,
where
she's so adorable. And you know what's so beautiful is how much you honor your fans, Chester. I love and admire
Speaking
that about
of
you.
That, Tamara, we've got another fan on the line, so call her you're live on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Allie from San Diego.
Hi.
Hey,
Hi,
what's going
how are you?
On?
Hey, Chester, what's up?
What's happening?
Say hi to my friend Sarah. Hi, Chester.
Sarah, hi. Hi, Sarah.
Do you remember us from Twitter? Hello, Allie and Sarah, Sarah XO?
I do. You said, I better not hate Sarah.
Yeah, we know now that you don't hate us. Thank you.
No, I love you.
Do you girls have a question for Chester?
Yeah, Chester. What was your inspiration for Goddamn It's Beautiful? Or You're Beautiful, Goddamn, you're beautiful.
A girl. I wrote a long time ago, and I was working at Abercrombie and Fitch, and I just remembered this one specific moment where she came by, and do you know the line where I say, I don't even know the lyrics to my own song, where like I pretend I'm doing something else. I pretend I'm occupied. So you
yeah.
don't know. Yeah, I distinctly remember, like, I just started, like, fixing jeans because she was walking by because I didn't know what to do. I just knew that I just thought she was the most beautiful thing ever, and her just walking by made me so nervous. And then, you know, I went home and wrote that song.
Sometimes that just happens. Like, some people just make you drop your coffee at a coffee shop and just make you completely nervous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly
Wait,
how I
that
felt
sounds,
with this girl.
That sounds like you had that experience. Did you have that experience where you dropped your coffee in the shop?
I know somebody who's done that before.
We all have that friend.
Sure.
We all have that friend.
Yes.
Anyway, have a wonderful night. Thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm.
Those girls are cute.
Hi,
you know what's funny? Everyone, when it comes to mistakes or things that happen, we all have a friend that did it when we know we did it. You know what I'm talking about?
Absolutely.
But we've got another call, so caller, you're live on Max and Friends. Who's this and where are you calling from?
I'm Katie. I'm from Virginia.
Hey, Katie from Virginia. What's your question for Chester C. tonight?
Hey, I was just wondering if you can make a shout out for OCSST.
You just did, so what do you want to shout out to them?
I would have done that anyway. OCSST rocks. That is that is my lifeline right there. You guys are amazing.
Now explain.
I'm actually, the leader for it.
Now, are you a cheer group? What are you girls?
We're his street team.
And what do you do?
We help promote him, and we actually helped him a lot with this contest. With Varsity Fan Club.
Oh, look at you. So you're like the in-house cheer squad for Chester C.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, have a wonderful night. Thanks so much for calling. And tell all your friends to download this show, Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio, because that's where you're going to hear
for sure.
Tomorrow. So tomorrow, go on LATalkRadio.com, and you'll love hearing Chester say he loves you.
All right.
Have a good night.
Bye.
So I got to tell you, Jackie just tuned in. And she says hi to everyone here via...
Hi, Jackie.
Hello.
So, hey, Jackie. Ronan, I thought we had another call. I was going to say, wow, the lines are blowing up tonight for Chester C. But before we do that, I'm going to say happy birthday tomorrow to Karen, to Samantha Palladini, who's my agent at Abrams, and to Tracy Lynn. Happy birthday to you both. Tomorrow's the Shaquita Show in New York. You know, our in-house Shaquita. But, So, Jackie says hi. Corey says hi. We've got everyone calling from Twitter. We've got Cindy from Colorado saying hi to Chester C. I'm from Twitter. Chester, you're blowing up my spot tonight.
Wow.
Now, Chester.
Those guys are amazing.
Yeah, you have a huge fan base, and they follow and adore you, man.
Wow.
Oh, I adore them. They're amazing. You know, it's kind of the new – it's really cool because, you know, I could sit and I could have someone design, like, for instance, the album artwork, right, for, like, the single Under My Breath.
You got people to
but
do
in, well, no, instead, like, we, like, the official Chester C Street team, like Katie, who was just on, they helped me organize a contest where someone can design it for me. And so, you know, they go through the fan base and whatnot and send out that message, and people submit their idea for what the album artwork should be. And
now, where can they submit?
And I'll use it.
Where do they submit it?
What's that?
Where can they submit it?
Oh, they just worked right through the actual street team. The Facebook street team is what they use mostly. And
how do we find it online?
It's called the official Chester C Street Team. It's OCSST.
Oh, wow.
And they rock. And it's on
Facebook. What's your website?
My website is just chesterc.com. It's pretty simple.
That's right. And you can be found on Facebook. You can be found on Twitter. You're all over social networking like I am. It's the best.
I'm all
you know,
over
it's
it.
So, you know, it's so funny. I just got a text message from Jackie, and she's like, it was so funny. You blew up Facebook today. I'm calling it Maxbook. Yes. And I'm just watching. There's, you know, do y'all watch the Wendy Williams show at all? I know, Tamara, you all, Tamara, this is not my TV group to talk to tonight, because my show, Brothers and Sisters, which is on before I come on and I can't watch it because I'm getting ready for the show. It's like a fantastic show. ABC.com, Brothers and Sisters. Reportedly, Rob Lowe is leaving the show. More in. I'm just getting all these news flashes, you guys. The rumor was that Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt are getting divorced.
Are they really?
And
really, though? Because they've been getting divorced for 5 years.
Yeah, no, it
Star
just
Magazine.
Came in that it's another rumor. It's not true right now.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So, but you know what? I don't know about that. Because, you know, Inquirer is usually always right before everyone else. I hate to tell y'all.
Yeah.
So maybe there's something. But anyway, so
Brad needs to divorce that beard. That's what he needed to do.
What's
going on there?
You know what I mean? What's going on there is it's a look. She must love it. But you know, speaking of looks, his ex Jennifer Aniston looks so freaking hot at the award at the Golden Globes.
Ooh.
Oh yeah.
She's
always been hot.
Amazing. She's hot. That when you look at her and then when you look at who you're with, it's like, I don't know. I'd rather be with Jennifer Aniston than that skeleton. But anyway, we've got another caller. So caller, you're live on Max and Friends. Who's this and where are you calling from?
This is Marissa again.
Hey, what's up?
Marissa!
Hey, Jester. Glad to call you back.
Hey, what's going on? How you doing?
Jesse. I'm good. How are you?
Good.
So my question is, what's the first song you ever wrote?
First song? Wow, I don't even know. I know that the chord progression was C, A minor, F, G. It was the heart and soul chords. And I remember I just started playing them, and I was like, I added like a melody, different melody to it. And I ran and told my mom, and I was like, I think I wrote a song. But I don't remember what it sounded like. The first song I can remember, like, really writing for someone was a song that was called That's What I'll Be. No. I take that back.
That's a good
Born
song,
to
by
Love
the way.
You. Born That's to Love You. It's called Born to Love You, and it was for the girl when I was, like, in middle school. And that was the first time I wrote, like, an actual love song.
No.
But I don't even know where. It's not even nowhere to be found. It was back in the day when we didn't have the technology to, like, save anything.
And I also wanted to say, don't ever stop writing music, because, as I told you, your music has changed my life.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. That means the world to me.
All right, thank you. All right, I just got a text from Jackie who says that Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie are not married. Are they married or are they not married?
No, they're married, right?
I don't know.
I think they're married.
I thought they got married, maybe not.
I'm the worst guess for current stuff.
No, not at all, because I really think they're married, but yes, they are. Brad and Angie get married, Jackie. Google it. Star Magazine, Brad and Angie Say I Do. Don't make me feel like I don't know what's going on in my own show. And especially with Brad and Angie. Come on now. But anyway, speaking of Brad and Angie, check out Asprey.com. They've designed a wonderful piece of jewelry for charity. And speaking of charity, there's a lot going on with Haiti right now. And I know that Chester kind of got a little motivated because you kind of wrote a song about it, didn't you? Well, you wrote a song, and the song is called This Song's For ... So it could be for anything, but just so happens to fit in for Haiti. Tell us about the song.
Yeah, okay, well, and this song was, the production of the actual song was done by someone else, but this song, I wrote it a while back, and my thought was, you know, how can I help out with music on a better level, more direct level? And so I wrote the song, and I was going to put it up on iTunes, and I was just going to give 100% of my profit straight to whatever charity, and change the charity every like 3 months or so and see how that worked out. And I just never got to putting it up. And then I'd forgotten about it. And then I realized with something like this Haiti, the situation that is going on right now, it's, you know, everyone's grouping together, trying to find ways to donate money or give money and support. And, I'm going to put that song on iTunes this week. I did a live version of it on YouTube, and I just dedicated that song to Haiti. So, yeah, basically. the way it works. And it's really the song is really just about how, and I do this all the time, I talk a big game. I say, you know, oh, you know, if I come across a lot of money, I'm going to be the guy that gives most of it back. You know, if I just need to live comfortably. I don't need to live, you know, beyond my means. And then whether or not I really do that kind of scares me. Am I actually going to be that guy? And this is a song about, you know, recognizing the difference between talking and talk and actually the importance of, you know, taking action and actually doing something.
And before we play that song, we've got a caller. Caller, you're live on Max and Friends. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Corey calling in Chicago.
Hey, Corey.
Hi,
from
Chris.
Chicago.
What's going on, Corey?
Hey, is this Max and Tamara?
This is Max and Tamara.
Hey, guys.
And is this Corey from Facebook?
Or Maxbook, you mean?
From Maxbook. Is this the amazing jewelry designer?
It is. The one and only.
Chester,
yeah.
You need to link up with Corey. If you want to start designing jewelry, Corey's the man that does it. You two all need to collaborate.
Yeah.
You know, we should think of something. Tamara, you sound totally hot on the radio.
Well, God, I love you. Thank you.
You should hear her in bed, Corey.
Pardon me?
And you should hear her in bed if you think the radio.
I can only imagine.
Speaking of, everyone, we've got teen listeners calling tonight. If you're getting into bed, girls, wrap it up. You don't want to have a baby and look like Sarah Palin's doll on Oprah the other day.
Wow.
Wrap it up, kids.
Great advice.
Right, Chester? Because then you're going to write a song, My Baby Mama. It's going to be a whole different tune. But, Corey, what's going on tonight? You're in Chicago.
Hey, buddy, just hanging out. Going to go to Florida next week. I was checking out Chester's new song, Hold On. That was a good one. Congratulations.
No, thank you, man.
Rock on.
Yeah, totally cool. Yeah. What inspired you to do that one?
Hold On? I write a lot of music that just kind of like, it kind of like as if I was going to give myself advice. and that's just kind of one of those songs. It's reminding me that I need to slow down sometimes and see just how great things really are and appreciate the people around me that I love and support and whatnot.
Dude, I hear you. Good job.
There you go. Now, Corey, tell everyone where we can find your jewelry.
Oh, thank you. XOCjewelry.com.
There you go. Ooh. And, Corey, I'm going to hit you up with Chester online. You two collaborate and get some jewelry going for Chester.
Oh, yeah. I'll have to send you some stuff out, and actually you two, and hopefully for some of your listeners also.
They would love it, because I love it. But you two are going to
cool, clap. Dude. Yeah, thank you.
Not putting you
so
on the spot.
You and sexy Tamara have a good night.
I'm sending Tamara your way,
thank
Corey.
You, Corey. Yes, please.
Thank you, Tamara.
All right, have a good night.
Honey, of course.
Look, Tamara.
Chester, I can see why there is such a huge fan base for you, sweetheart, because there is a humility and a pricelessness in your vulnerability. I mean, you speak to all of us. When you talk about the struggles that you have just internally and the fears you have for beautiful women or you know, just saying one thing and doing another. And, I mean, you speak to all of us by how honest you are. I mean, it's your authenticity is what's so delicious and really just makes us want to go, I mean, I like that guy.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
Yes,
well, and I got to tell you, Brad and Angie did get married, Jackie. God damn it, you're beautiful. They said yes 4 months before and after their baby Shiloh birth in May. Okay, check it out, Star Magazine. And that's not National Enquirer. God damn, you're beautiful. Anyway, so before we were talking about Haiti, and Haiti is beautiful. And there's a song that Chester wrote called This One's For ... And we're going to dedicate This One's For Haiti tonight on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Chester C, This One's For Haiti.
It's too much, there's no time. Takes too long, it's not my fight. It's easier to turn away. Don't care to find out. It's easier to turn away.
song is for Haiti, but the song is called This Song Is For Dot Dot Dot, Whoever You Want It To Be. It's from Chester C. right here on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Chester, that's one of my new favorite songs.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And I just want to make sure it's known that also I'm going to, like I said, I'm going to post it, you know, on iTunes in a couple weeks, and then for the rest of the year, you know, I'll collect the money and for the whole year. And when I don't know, did you watch the telethon?
I did. My friend sang Melky, Wyclef's sister. She was there with Wyclef, and they were singing.
Oh wow! Okay, very cool. But yeah, one of the things that I noticed as a team that they're trying to explain was that, you know, with these things, you know, we get excited now about these things, and we give and we donate, but then we forget about it as months go on. That's just how it goes. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of help that's needed 6 months, a year down the road. And so that's why I'm just going to leave it up for the whole year, let it collect money as much as I can. You know, when you purchase the song, all the profit I would get to it, I'm just going to donate 100% of it toward that cause. So the whole year 2010, that's what the song will be doing.
You know what, Chester? Check out Karma Foundation, Karma with a C, karmafoundation.org. That's Melky Jean Wyclef's sister organization, and they're helping majorly with Haiti. So if you need a place to give to, that's where I give to, karmafoundation.org.
Very cool. Okay, I'll check it
out. But you know what, my friend? We got to wrap this show up, and I got to tell you all, Jackie just sent me an email that Brad and Angie are reportedly signing papers for separation, that the couple did not get married because they will not get married until homosexual marriage is legal. So they're reportedly signing papers to get legal separation, but they're not even doing it. I'm just obsessed with them, and I don't know why. It's one of those nights.
Sounds like
a lot of people. Yeah.
But you know what? The funny thing is, Tamara, you know me. I could give a shit less about them. It's just,
I know.
You know what? I was told I was wrong, okay? Jackie caught me out and told me I was wrong. So I got to, you know, defend my turf and my territory. But
there
anyway. So there you go. What can I tell you? But Chester, we got to wrap this show up, my friend. ChesterC.com. That's his website. Check him out on YouTube. Check him out on MySpace. Check him out on Twitter. Boy is all over the place. Facebook for sure. We got to say thank you so much for being a guest on the show tonight, Chester. We love having you on.
Yes, Chester.
No, thank you guys. Thank you guys so much for having me, really.
Your fans love it when you're on because we get so many calls. So, Chester, tomorrow this song is going to be posted on your Facebook page because we're going to have the archive to it at latalkradio.com. So make sure you get all your friends to hit it up and download it because we want to have the Varsity Fan Club race to find out how many downloads we get from Chester C. from Varsity Fan Club because I know you take it seriously.
I just don't like having your peppers. That's the main thing.
All right.
No.
Well, my friend, have a blessed night. Have a fantastic week. Keep writing. We look forward to having you on again in the near future.
We're glad
thank you so
to
much.
Have you on this planet, Chester.
That means the world to me. Thank you so much.
Don't worry. I'm not going to give Tamara's number, your number to her.
it's fine. Give it to her.
Yeah.
Don't we mean?
It's fine.
Yeah, you could be the disc two, Tamara, of his two disc series because of
there you go.
Right. Anyway,
bring
all
it
right,
on.
Jessica, have a fantastic week, and we'll talk to you really soon.
Okay. Good night, everybody.
All right, no, Tamara, we're not leaving
good night.
Yet.
Oh,
Tamara, I know we're gonna get totally killed, but CBS News is coming up after the show. Tamara, I just adore you, and have a wonderful week. I'm gonna be in Florida this coming weekend.
You know how much I adore you, Mr. Man.
And I adore you, Tamara Bowman. I adore everyone for tuning in tonight to Max and Friends, LA Talk Radio. Ronan, don't kill us yet. Give me one more second of time. I promise I'll get a commercial in here so we could pay for airtime. Tamara, go to a second hour. Speaking of, if you want to advertise on Max and Friends, hit me up, max@maxtucci.com. Tamara, can you believe I don't have a quote for the night? Do you?
Oh.
What's your quote of the week?
You know, I would say, all is well with your soul.
And you know what I'm going to say? Go you with the biblical quote. I'm going to say, there has never been a better time to saddle the naked ambition of the entrepreneur, Tim Draper. On that note, everyone, you're all entrepreneurs if you're listening to my show tonight, because we're going to bring you to where you need to go, because we got our psychic Maria Papapetros coming on next Sunday right here on Max and Friends. Stay tuned to that. Tamara, I bid you adieu. We're going to take life to the max. And Ronan, what is everyone listening to tonight on LA Talk Radio?